The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the staff or management of KLAV.
This is Gambling with an Edge with Bob Dancer and Frank Nealon. Frank is the author of The Secret World of Video Poker Progressives, available at his website, ProgressiveVP.com, and is a former manager of the largest Las Vegas progressive slot team and has over 20 years of gambling experience. Bob Dancer is the best-known video poker player and writer in the country today, with more books than we can mention. Bob's won more than $1 million during a six-month period and has taught video poker at several casinos. To check out Bob's products, visit BobDancer.com. So if you're a Vegas local or are planning a trip here, this is one show you don't want to miss, because we'll be teaching you how to gamble with an edge. Now, here's Bob and Frank.
Welcome. My name is Bob Dancer.
And I'm Frank Nealand.
And this is our initial Gambling with an Edge. And it's my first time hosting a show, so hopefully it's not painful for any of you.
Well, now, you know, Bob, I did promise all the people on my website that this was going to be our best show that we've ever done.
Ah, well, we should be able to keep that. It'd be interesting to find out how to break it. Let's tell you what Gambling with an Edge is all about. It is easiest to say if we tell you what it's not about. It is not about one play is half a penny better than another. It is not about, I want you to go to this casino because I won $10,000 there. It is not about this game is better than that game because I'm always unlucky when I play that game, but I'm always lucky when I play this one. None of that. Gambling with an Edge is mostly about attitude. It is about the way you attack the problem of gambling so you have the advantage. The key part of gambling with an edge is never gambling if you don't have the advantage. If you don't know whether you have the advantage or not, probably you don't. Most casinos anywhere, very, very, very few of the games have any chance at all to beat. And the ones who can beat them know exactly what they're doing.
Do we have to cover all the things the show's not about? I mean, like the Turritopsis immortal jellyfish?
There are a number of other things the show is not about, including this conversation.
How about I tell them how the show came to be?
Why not?
All righty. So I obviously have one book to Bob's 10 now, is it?
Some are with co-authors.
And I started a radio performance scheduled basically as a book promotion. And incidentally, I owe one person, as far as I can see, and one person only, for turning me on to that opportunity, and that's you, Bob. You told me about the advertising, the RTIR. And I started doing radio, and it was going really, really well. 3 or 4 weeks into, being on the radio a couple times a week, I had gotten 3 or 4 offers to do my own show. And I was here in Las Vegas doing the show, Peter J. Shields' World of Unexplained Mysteries. And about 10 minutes into the show, he said, "Hey, Frank, I'm going on vacation in a couple weeks. Would you like to guest host for me?" So I said, "Sure." And they went really well, and they offered me a show here. And I thought about doing it by myself for,
6-7 minutes?
No, I would say 6 or 7 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And then I called.
You're a fast thinker.
And then I called you. Because I just didn't want to do that on my own. So that's how we kind of ended up with the show. It is no longer about promoting my book. That's going very well, by the way.
And, I bet we do that a little bit.
I do have some other goals for the show than you do, though.
All right, let's tell us what it is.
Well, I'm a very ecologically planet-minded kind of person, and I do want to do some shows on the other side of Vegas. And attack, human interest stories, things that people would never hear about if we weren't telling them about it. Next week, I'm actually going to hopefully do a show on diverted career goals. I myself expected to be a concert violinist, as you know, and ended up gambling. We're going to have a gal with a 4.0 grade average and 2 children on the show that came here to finish college and ended up as a topless dancer. And also the bikini girl from the Palms, who you know, that was the last thing she thought she'd be doing. So it should be an interesting show. Oh, and Cowboy Joe from Bonnie Springs Ranch, who actually came here to retire. That was 15 years ago, and he's still working.
I'm actually not going to be here next week, so you're on your own. But can you take pictures of the bikini girl and don't tell Shirley that I asked about that?
I just got a new Nikon for just that purpose.
Oh, good. let me ask you about you, Frank, as to most of our listeners haven't heard of you. So what makes you qualified to host a gambling show? So, like, how did you get started gambling?
Well, you know this, but as you say, our listeners probably don't. I didn't get started gambling so much as I got dragged into it kicking and screaming. I was waiting to go to my scholarship at Juilliard. My mother said, well, listen, it's going to be about 6 months before you leave. Why don't you come to work with me for this progressive slot team? And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to be sitting around for 6 months with nothing to do. Might as well go hang out with my mom. And that was really my only motivation. I did not want to go to casinos. I didn't want to be around smokers and gambling and drinking.
So you could be with your mother?
Yeah, hang out with my mom.
Okay.
Well, you didn't know her. She was a pretty amazing woman.
Okay.
And it quickly became apparent that she was going to need nursing care because her hips started to bother her. She'd been a ballet dancer. And we didn't have medical insurance. And I could just not picture going off to New York in the twilight years of my mother's life. She was 71. And leaving her in a little room, barely able to get out of bed by herself. So I passed on the scholarship, started working for the team, and 1 year down the road, the manager of the team developed a bit of a nose candy problem, and I got an emergency field promotion and ended up managing the largest progressive slot team in town with 88 players on the roster.
Wow, and you were all of 21 years old at that point.
23.
Oh, old.
Yes, yep.
Very
so
good.
I didn't really want to gamble. I didn't come to Vegas to gamble, and basically I've been trying to get out of it since the day I got into it.
How many losing years have you had while you've been gambling since you were 23 years old?
Losing years?
Yeah.
I've had 3 losing months.
Uh-huh. Your results are spectacular.
Well, that's not at all an accident. Did I mention I don't like to gamble very much? I go for really, really safe, really, really riskless plays. And I am happy walking around, you know, through casinos for 12 hours a day and playing for 5 minutes to make a guaranteed $50, you know, to $100 rather than sitting down at a machine and playing 8 hours. It's a very different mentality.
Yeah, better you than me. I could not stand to do that. Since this is Super Bowl week, do you have a pick for the Super Bowl?
Oh, my. You have stuck your hand in the hornet's nest. I am a conscientious objector when it comes to sports, and I know we don't have too much time, so I'll make this short, but I just find it kind of morally wrong that people that can kick balls or throw balls or hit balls or, you know, generally have good ball skills make more than research medical scientists, people trying to cure Alzheimer's and birth defects and so on.
You have a moral objection to the Super Bowl.
I have a moral objection to sports people making more than the people that are trying to, you know, help our world. And, I mean, the ancient Greeks started the Olympics, right? They loved their sports people.
Yes.
But who do we remember? Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, Euclid. Can you tell me who won the first Olympiad?
No, but the guy ran from the marathon for 24 miles before he dropped dead. We do remember that story somewhere.
But not his name.
All right, so I'm assuming...
The Palms. That's my pick for the football.
The Palms should
win
the
football.
Yes,
going to party at the Palms. I'm planning on going to Nové and drinking and having some wonderful food.
Well, that sounds like a good time.
And hanging out with my favorite slot host, Vladimir Manishevitz.
Manny's a good guy. The Palms is one of our commercial sponsors. Before we talk about our commercial sponsors, let me say that we picked them because we believe in them. The casinos are going to be our commercial sponsors are casinos that I play at. My standards for winning and what I need to make it a good play might be higher than most of our listeners. So we're recommending these casinos and they're different. They're very different. The Palms, South Point, and Silverton are not clones. They're not twins at all. And later in the show, we're going to tell you the one casino in the world where Shirley can play. Shirley's my favorite wife. and the she has lung problems and can't be in regular casinos. But there is one place she can play in Vegas where it has a game that meets our standards, and it's in a totally non-smoking environment. So we're going to tell you all about that later in the show.
I'd like to make another comment about the sponsors. So yeah. I just want to make this clear, how people understand this. A lot of radio shows have people that pay them to advertise or talk about them. That's not how we did it. We did not have an open, free-for-all where people could pay us to talk, say nice things about them. We handpicked the people we wanted to be our sponsors, and they accepted. I think you only had one place that you asked turn you down, right?
Yeah, actually, the Barona Casino in San Diego turned me down. They want to advertise more in the San Diego area rather than in Vegas. And there's another casino who's thinking about it. So So
you should all know out there, we could be making more money right now, sitting here doing the same thing if we were just selling ourselves out to anybody that wanted to pay us, but we're not doing that.
Good. Let me talk about the South Point first. Now, I had music picked out. You can figure out why I picked a particular Beatles song to do South Point. So I told Frank I was going to play it, and he said, no, he can whistle it Acapulco. Acapella, Acapulco, what on? He could whistle the damn thing. And so see if you can figure out what the relationship is between this Beatles song and the South Point. The South Point is the casino that I'm most closely associated with these days, simply because I teach classes there. Which, by the way, start in less than 2 weeks, on Tuesday, February 15th, 1 p.m., in the showroom. You can find the schedule of the classes at bobdancer.com, or you can pick up a flyer at the club booth. February 15th is my birthday. I'll be 64, as Frank's whistling the Paul McCartney version of When I'm 64. Which is why we're listening to him at this moment, and I don't know how to shut him up.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were done.
No, I'm not. Now, we're going to have a birthday cake between the beginner class and the intermediate class. So if you're no more than 43 years younger than me, you're invited. For those of you who aren't really math majors, that just means you have to be at least 21. Now, the South Point has more decent machines. We'll define decent arbitrarily as 99% or higher before the slot club and before the promotion than anywhere else in the city, which probably means anywhere else in the world. So if you're not certain as to what pay schedule is best for each game, the South Point would be one of the safest place to play. All casinos have good games and bad games, but the South game has fewer strong games. So they're going to have double points twice this month on two Mondays, February 14th and 21st. By the way, 14th is Valentine's Day. Are you going to wear a red heart on Valentine's Day?
Ooh.
I will be going around with a heart on all day long.
What happens to me if I don't?
I don't know.
I don't have a heart?
I enjoy going around with the heart on. Some people do and some people don't.
If you want me to, I will.
All right. They also have jackets. So at the South Point this month, you can get free jackets from the 15th through the 20th by playing 1,500 points video poker. You keep the points, and it's a fleece jacket. All right.
So you want to – I mean, everyone knows you, Bob, but you want to tell people about yourself?
I can. I started vid.
Well, I kind of had an interesting lead in for you, though.
Okay, why don't you lead me in?
All right, you do not know this, and by the way, we didn't rehearse this at all, folks. So you're hearing this this cult. You may not actually know this, but you were the primary inspiration for me writing my book.
Really?
And I waited to mention this on air, so it'd be nice and fresh. So I'll read you just a little quick excerpt. Oddly, not a single one of the gamblers in my particular branch of pro gambling has ever written about or even hardly admitted to doing what we did for a living. While talking about himself as being the top professional player that writes about the game, Bob Dancer made a reference to this extreme desire for anonymity amongst professional gamblers when he said, "It is not such a hard task, perhaps, to be the best known if you were standing up and announcing yourself while everyone else is ducking down." I suffered from this heightened shadows approach to gambling, too, and it took 3 years of absence from playing progressives before I thought to stand up and begin writing this book. So that's actually from the intro of my book, and you reading your stuff and realizing that you know, I could share what I knew rather than just doing it was the reason I wrote my book.
Well, I feel inspired, and I thank you.
Now, what I would like to ask you, though, is what inspired you to write instead of just gambling?
I enjoy the teaching process. I have always done teaching as related to what I do, whether it was I worked for a computer department, I was a dance teacher for a while, which is where my name came from. Dancer is not the name on my driver's license. And I've been told it's a good name for radio. I hope people are right. So various kinds of teaching. I was second oldest and five kids and always taught the younger ones. And now we're Shirley and I are into square dancing, and we are what we call angels, which are experienced dancers who go and teach the beginners. One of the beginners is my co-host, so but he probably
I'm no angel.
He's no angel yet, but he might be. But anyway, I like the teaching process, so so I've been teaching quite a bit. I actually started gambling because of sex. I read James Bond books about, and he was a good gambler, and he got the prettiest gals. And there was this book by Lawrence Revere, on blackjack, which was one of my former games. And he talked about you getting these great rooms at Caesars, and if you're playing this even game, and how you could invite these gorgeous ladies from wherever your hometown is for a glorious Vegas weekend on the house. I figured I could live with an even game. Turned out gambling has not led to those kind of results.
And you know, I have a chapter in my book about just that, right?
I do know that.
Relationships, the real gamble. Looking for Mrs. A good Equation is one of the subheadings.
So Shirley hooked up with me because I would take her dancing. And so being a dance instructor actually is real good at getting laid. But being a gambler has never worked real well for me on that.
Wow, if you'd read my book instead of the James Bond book, you might never have come out here then.
I wish you had written your book earlier. A lot of what's in your book is things I have written, although you phrase them very, very nicely. And my co-author and me, Liam W. Daly, had to invent a lot of things. So our strategies are equivalent to what you came up with, but it uses different terminology. We always talk about 9-6 jacks or better, and Frank always talks about 6-9 jacks or better. And so,
are you saying I'm backwards?
Well, you were. We came along 20 years after you did it,
right?
But 10 years before you wrote about it. So we both developed the same things independently. Although it helps when you're learning some new stuff if you can kind of like stand on the shoulders of other people and as you go along.
Neither of us did that. We were independent.
Well, I mean, but, you know.
But it is math.
I read what was out there by Wong and by Paymar and by Lenny Frohm and anybody else who'd written about video poker.
Oh.
I read everything that was there and said, well, I think I could do better than that.
Wow. Did I ever tell you how I got into doing strategies?
Why don't you tell us how you got into doing strategies?
A fellow, you know him, I'll just use first names, David, showed me how to do a one-card draw. He showed me how to calculate whether a flush was better or king, queen, jack, 10 suited. And he showed me the math for the one-card draw and nothing else. And I came back the following day with all the math work on four-card, three-card, five-card draws, and I never read any pre-existing material.
Well, one-card draw, there's 47 possible cards out there. And
right.
So many are going to give you a straight. So many are going to give you a high pair. So many are going to give you a flush. And the math on a one-card draw is relatively easy.
Right.
With two cards, there's 1,081 possibilities.
16,215.
That's for 3 cards.
178,365.
That's for 4 cards.
Yeah.
And the 1.5 million for 5 cards. I assume you didn't do that.
I didn't do a 5-card draw until about my second month.
Oh, well, you're slow on that. Very good. So we're going to talk more about us later. Let me introduce you to somebody else. Somebody else is in our studio. A man named Greg Brown, who is from videopoker.com. Videopoker.com is is by the Action Gaming folks. Action Gaming people are the ones who put together Triple Play, 50 Play, 100 Play, Quick Quad, Super Times Pay, Ultimate X, bunches of others. They also are the Mr. Moneybags behind Video Poker for Winners, which is the software with that I was helping develop, and they nicely put my picture on the cover, and it's the one I recommend.
And that's you're the picture you recommend?
The picture shows me with a martini glass and two gorgeous cocktail waitresses. Like, I don't drink, and, you know, Shirley was there when they were shooting the pictures, and so, but anyway, that's the picture of me that's on the outside of this. They wanted to have me getting off of a jet airplane as though I jet around the country, and I go, oh, that's a bit much. So, Greg Brown, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Bob. And don't forget to tell him we touched up your picture just a hair. So
just actually removed some hair, removed a little bit of double chin. I'm actually 30 pounds lighter now than when you shot those pictures, so probably wouldn't have to do quite so much touch-up.
Right.
Although I'm a couple years older.
All right. So. Let me just say, as I'm not, you know, obviously I don't make any money on sales of Video Poker for Winners, but it is amazing software, folks, and that is basically a independent opinion. Since I use completely different strategy systems and did all my work by hand, when I say, you know, I would have paid $10,000 for this software if you'd offered it to me 15 years ago, easily, and not blinked at it and made that back in a month. So it's excellent software. I'm very impressed with it.
Sounds like we better raise the price, Bob.
That's a good idea. So, Greg, tell us about videopoker.com.
Well, we had the site. You know, our owner had the domain for about a few years, and we weren't really doing anything with it. And then about five years ago, decided, you know, it's a great domain, and a lot of people are going to go there just by happenstance, by doing a search for video poker. And we decided, well, what's a good way to get people in there and get them acclimated with videopoker.com and video poker so they don't have to spend a lot of money learning games? So it's basically a site where people can come and play the most popular games for free. They learn why they play, and we hope to make them better players.
What kind of games?
Video poker.
So this is Ultimate X. This is
Ultimate
Quick Quads.
Yes, exactly. All the favorite games you see in brick and mortar casinos.
All right. Can they do it? What can they do for free, and what cost them?
Well, they can play pretty much all the games for free. We do have what's called a gold membership, where we do have added features like the ability to pick pay tables. You can do what's called training mode, which is kind of a abbreviated training.
Red light, green light.
Exactly. Just a very simple way to tell you if you've made the right hold or not.
So it's a green light if you got the right answer, and a red light if you made a mistake.
But that's unprecedented. I mean, the fact that you're actually trying to help people to play correctly and lose the least amount of money.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, so some casinos
are a little
skeptical of that, but they know that most people aren't going to play perfectly. If they get video poker for casinos, maybe they will, but chances are they're not going to. They just want traffic, and what we want to do is get people from our site into the casino playing our games.
I mean, I think, you know, in the old days, it was exactly the opposite mentality. You know, it was anything to get you to play worse. You know, they would even, I can't say who, but I knew casinos that would make the button stick so that they wouldn't hold right, so that, you know, you would miscue and try to hold something and not. And I mean, it was more of an element of them against you.
Yeah, yeah.
This what you're doing is just, I'm blown away. I you're too far away for me to shake your hand, but if you were at the end of the show, remind me.
I can walk over there.
Feet. Hey, we got to give away some free stuff here real quick.
All right, don't go away, Greg.
I won't.
All right.
What are we giving away?
What are we giving away? Well, I'm going to let you talk about that a little. Let's go ahead and open up the phone lines.
All right.
And let's give away the phone numbers here. If you are a local caller, that's going to be 731-1230. 731-1230. And do we have the...
It says 1-866-820-5528 if you're out of the Vegas area. So since Frank and I are pretty prime guys, we're going to take the prime numbers. So that's the
third. Caller number one. Frank and I are pretty prime. Hello, you're on the air with Frank and Bob. Who's this?
That's amazing. My name is Mary.
Oh, Mary. Well, guess what you've won?
What did I win?
Absolutely nothing. You're the first caller. You were too fast.
We need caller number two.
Hang up and call right back. Hang up and call right back.
All right. Who's number two? You're the winner.
Am I the winner?
Who? What's your name?
Hey, Frank and Bob. This is Brenda.
Brenda.
How you doing?
Brenda with a G last name.
Yep, that's me.
I know who this is. All right. So hold on, Brenda. You are definitely a winner. We're going to, our producer Lawrence is going to get your vital information.
Oh, good. I'm the first winner on your radio.
That's it. Nobody. All right, who's next?
Yes, you're on the air with Bob and Frank.
All right.
Oh, nobody there? All right, take us to the next one. And
all right, who's the winner here on with Bob and Frank Gambling with an Edge?
Hello, Julie.
Oh,
hey, Julie.
Hello, Julie. You are the third caller. That's going to get you two show tickets. Bob will tell you what you want in just a moment.
All right.
Awesome.
All right, he'll get your info.
Don't hang up.
Why don't you tell him, we need to pause so he can get these names down. Why don't you tell him where they're going?
Good. We're going to give you two tickets apiece to hear Nick Cannon March 5th, Saturday. He's a comedian, and he's going to be at the Palms either 8 p.m. or 11 p.m. He's cited by People magazine as one of the top 10 most successful young people in Hollywood and featured on the cover of Black Enterprise's 40 Under 40. Nick Cannon, 30 years old, which is under 40, I suppose, is a successful, multifaceted entertainer, film star, comedian, musician, writer, and executive producers. These have been provided to us by the Palms, who is one of our other sponsors. All right, do we have another caller?
Yes, hello. My name is Strazvedi, как поживает? I am Igor Stravanovich. It is much pleasure to be doing on show. Am I winner, da?
Frank, you do a great Russian accent, but you're not eligible. So.
Oh, darn. I wanted those tickets.
All right. Too bad.
All right. Next caller.
All right. Who else we got? Oh, hi. Welcome to Gambling with an Edge. Who is this?
This is Mark.
Mark.
In Oxnard, California. How are you doing?
Very good.
Hi, Mark. I'm afraid you were caller number four.
Okay.
We are going to be giving two more away. If you call right back, you might get it.
Number five and seven. All right. Who's number five? Hello.
Hey, what color am I now?
Oh, you got it.
This sounds like Mary.
It is Mary.
Mary, you are a winner this time. Don't hang up.
That's wonderful.
All right, Mary, control your enthusiasm if you can. Lawrence is going to get your vital statistics. So the next person.
I know this girl. She's crazy.
Oh, my goodness, Frank.
In the nicest way, though. In the nicest way.
All right, so the next person is going to be disappointed. Who is this? Who are we talking to now? This is Bob and Frank at Gambling with an Edge.
Oh.
Nobody's there.
All right. We got one more?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Oh, this is Steve.
Hey,
Steve.
Steve, that's great to hear from you. Too bad you're not a winner.
You're caller number six. That's not prime, I'm afraid.
We need to be
caller
number seven.
But thank you so much for calling in. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you. Try again next week.
All right.
And our last winner is, who are we talking to?
Well, that's me. I'm Alan.
Alan, congratulations. You won our fourth pair of tickets to hear Nick Cannon at the Palms Casino Saturday, March 5th. Hang on, and Lawrence will get your vital statistics. Thanks a lot.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks, folks. If you're still listening to the show, that was our last giveaway for tonight. Though we are going to be getting every week, we're going to be giving away stuff from different members of our sponsors. And I just think this is so cool. I actually got to use as job skills today both my whistling and my Russian accent, which my fifth grade teacher said I never would use.
So. Well, fire that teacher. Clearly not
a... We're going to be here every week. We got this great guy, this giant in the gaming industry on our show here. So ask him some more cool stuff because I'm fascinated.
All right. Let's go back briefly to Greg. We're going to later hear from Michael Shackelford, who is the Wizard of Odds. So we're going to ask Greg one more question, and then we're going to probably hear back from him in another month or so.
Just one more?
Well, yeah, maybe.
I wanted to get some good recipes out of him.
At videopoker.com. Do people actually improve when they get on the site? Do they call in, and do they say they're actually getting better?
Yeah, actually, we do get a lot of comments from people saying, you know, I love the site. I love to play. I get to play and learn these new games without having to worry about the 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 bucks I'm going to drop. And so I can kind of learn, take my time, and as I go win, especially using that training mode and you know, other benefits we have on there for people to learn.
They also get a sense of what it costs. If you're going to play 25 cent 10 play,
yep.
You know, what's it going to cost? So you have a couple practice sessions and you get a feel for what your actual results are going to be when you get into the casino.
Well, and you know, that Bob, that a lot of the games that have been coming out lately, a lot of the multi-hand games are fairly complex, very popular, but it takes a while to learn those. And this way they can come to the site when they're brand new and try them and get used to them, get comfortable.
I would think sitting down to quick quads without practicing first would be the closest thing to playing Russian roulette and shooting yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad you mentioned quick quads.
That looked like a tough game. And you know, I am a bit out of it as far as new game strategy goes. And I looked at that and went, ooh, I got something to do.
I'm glad you mentioned that. The videopoker.com hired me and a man named Glenn Richards to put together a quick quad strategy, and they're giving it to you for free.
Yep.
So if you go to videopoker.com/quickquads,
yep.
There's a 40 or so page document that you can read online, you can download it, you can practice till you get good. Yep. So that was the best information.
Yep.
Greg, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you again in a month or so.
Okay. You have a forum too, don't you?
We do.
And I just joined that yesterday.
Oh, good.
And then I tried to post, and I failed. So
failed because we didn't like your post?
No, I just couldn't figure out how to post.
You have to be a member to post. You don't have to be a paid member, but if you're a regular member, you can post on the forum. So maybe you hadn't.
It was really, really different from like VP Free and the other ones that I've done. And I was in a hurry, of course, because I was preparing for the show. And I just, but I'm going to start posting and helping out and answering questions.
Excellent.
And stuff for fake people.
Well, a community,
I know stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, that's all part of a community. The more people we can get on there that know stuff is going to help the community.
I'm smart. Hey, it's great having you on, and I think what you're doing is just amazing.
Okay.
And revolutionary. Yeah. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
When's our next best? Can I announce my contest winner now?
Why don't you announce your contest winner now? That's perfect.
Well, in my book, this was written maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I said that I was going to do a monthly contest on my website, which of course I hadn't even picked a name for at the time yet. And give away some stuff at the end of every month. I actually forgot that I had written that, and maybe 2 months after putting up my website, somebody said, hey, where's your contest? And I went, whoops. So I have been running the contest on VP Free, and I'm going to try to do a different contest every month and announce the winner on the first show of every month. And this may not go as a huge shock to everybody, but the winner for last month's contest, which was on pattern... looking for patterns of in random events and seeing them where there aren't any. And the winner was, in fact, Mickey Krim. So I'm going to quickly, I said I would read his winning entry here online, and here it is. Here's a great game to play. Grab a deck of cards and sit down at the kitchen table. This is going to take a while, so please quit your job. You're going to shuffle up and deal out 5 cards, then replace up to 5 cards, just like on a machine. No cheating, no peeking, no base dealing, no dealing seconds. I don't want to see a mechanic's grip. Then you're going to use a computer perfect strategy for 9-6, jacks are better. You're going to play a few thousand hands, and while you're playing along, look for patterns. You know, hot streaks, cold streaks. Be honest with yourself. You'll notice you're going to go through spurts where you seem to be hitting the pay hands at about the frequency it calls for, but then you're going to go through periods where the deck is colder than a well-digger's ankle in Idaho. You can't seem to hit a pay hand. You'll also experience spurts where the deck is hotter than a pistol, and you seem to hit a pay on almost every hand. Hot streak, cold streak, medium streak, cold streak, medium streak, cold streak, hot streak, etc. Now, also notice that there's some weird stuff going on. You hit a couple of full houses within a few seconds of each other, then you go 250 hands without seeing a single one. Same thing with the straights and flushes. Sometimes they come at about the right speed they should be, sometimes they don't. What you want to do is play at least a few thousand so you can get all these patterns ingrained in your head. Then set the deck down on the table and stare at it, saying to yourself, yep, just what I thought. That deck of cards is pre-programmed with hot streaks and cold streaks. I wonder how they do that.
Uh-huh. That's a good explanation.
It is. And Dan Paymar submitted a late entry, which, of course, wouldn't have been valid, you know, because he's a friend of mine. But the reason this one actually did beat him out, it beat out by Dan's, was the judges thought it was really cool to use live cards as a model for computer-generated cards
Because, I think that's good. And also, he was the only entry submitted. So
no, there were four.
There were four. Good. Are we having a contest for next week?
We are in next month.
Next month.
And this one is going to be on misattribution of cause and effect. It is posted on VP Free.
All right. And they entered there by sending an email to gamblingwithanedge@gmail.com?
That's correct. gamblingwithanedge@gmail.com. And an example of what I'm looking for would be, for instance, if you knew someone that wore a different pair of underwear every day for a month and on the 28th day hit a royal flush and decided that that was because their underwear was lucky and they always wore the same one again for the rest of their life. That would be a great example of misattribution of cause and effect.
I wrote an article about this. Am I eligible to play? According to the rules on VP Free, I am.
What do you mean?
Well, the rules on VP Free said that anybody can enter as long as you have never slept with them and they are not your cat. Now, I am neither one.
That is what I said, isn't it?
And I'm not willing to become your cat or whatever else that would disqualify me. So I have a great article that's already written. Can I be a judge too?
No, I'm going to need to change those rules or sleep with you. Your choice.
Let's change the rules.
All right.
Okay, good. Let me talk about the Palms Casino. We're also one of our sponsors. And they're always in the discussion is for having the loosest video poker in Las Vegas. The quarter full pay deuces wild by the front door is arguably the best game in town for quarter players. The Palms usually doesn't have double points. It's very rare when they do. But instead, they have PEW promotions, PEW, standing for play, earn, and win, although PEW to me sounds like something when you step in dog doo-doo. Anyway, this month on their PEWs, there's 150 in Visa cards. Play 18,500 through, and you get $100 Visa cards, keep the points. Play half that much, you get $50 Visa cards. This adds up to more than 0.5% in equity. For video poker players, for slot players, it's a higher percentage. But generally speaking, if you want an edge, you're going to be playing video poker rather than slots. It makes it more than three times points. So that is a good deal. The full pay deuces machines are ineligible. The loosest machines are ineligible. But the 9-6 jacks are better, which comes up to quarter 10 play or $1 or $2 single line. You add this promotion to it, and it is more profitable in terms of dollar per hour than the full pay deuces machines, although it does take a larger bankroll to do it.
We have the food.
We're going to talk about food more next week, primarily because I need to talk about two more sponsors, and we have Michael Shackelford waiting on the line.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to first talk about one more sponsor before Michael and then another one after. And so the one I want to talk about first is Silverton. Silverton Casino, they're one of our sponsors, and it's a place I play regularly. Now, usually when I do these commercials, it's going to be about the casino. This week it's different. There's a plan for UNLV and the owners of the Silverton to develop a 150-acre area on UNLV, including a 40,000-seat multipurpose basketball arena, including retail outlets, student housing, and other developments. It's on the UNLV campus. It's being presented to the UNLV Board of Regents at the end of next week, I believe. It hasn't been finalized yet, but it is likely. The president has been speaking out, the president of the university, and he's very excited about it, as well he should be. This has very little to do with gambling with an edge, but it has a lot to do with making Las Vegas a better place to be around.
Wow.
And
that seems like more like one of my topics.
Well, maybe so. So whatever makes the city more successful is good for the town and good for the players who are trying to survive in it. I want to talk about Michael Shackelford.
Yeah. Can we get him on the line?
I bet we can. Michael, are you there?
Yes, I am. Happy Chinese New Year.
Do you have a red envelope for me?
Good question, but no, I don't.
Well, then I will still talk to you. Michael Shackelford has been a friend of mine for a long time. He has a Wizard of Odds website. If you're not familiar with his website, It has more free, helpful information on a very large number of casino games. Whether you're talking about Keno, whether you're talking about video poker, whether you're talking about blackjack, whether you're talking about sports betting, a variety of other games. And it's all free. And it's a resource.
Now, I interviewed Michael before on when I guest hosted Peter's show.
Uh-huh.
And I'll say again what I said then because it's really true. I know, obviously a lot of professional gamblers, and they all use various websites. But the only one that all of them use without fail is wizardofodds.com. Every single person I know uses it, and it's just incredibly useful. And by the way, Michael, everyone thought that interview we did was on the future of gaming. Was one like the best one that I did. So that I still get it downloaded on my website all the time.
Well, thank you for saying so. That makes my day.
Well, good. Let's talk about Super Bowl props. The Super Bowl is coming up in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
What is a prop, and how does it differ from normally betting that the Packers are a 2-point favorite or whatever the number is now?
Well, props are like exotic bets. They are bets on silly things that players tend to get excited about. Some common ones are, will the first score be a touchdown or not? Will the last score in the first half be a touchdown or not? Will either team score three consecutive times or not? Will there be over or under three field goals? Will either team ever have a lead of more than 13.5 points? These kinds of things. And there's hundreds of different ones available.
So I assume that, like on one where such one as will the team that scores first win the game?
For
the right price, you would be willing to bet yes. And for the right price, you would be willing to bet no. So
yes.
So what would be, in your opinion, a fair price where you would be indifferent as to whether to bet yes or no?
I show that in this particular game, the probability that the team to score first will win is 63.5%, which equates to a fair money line on the yes of minus 174.
And what line is actually out there? What could you find?
The lines generally out there are minus 170 and minus 175.
So it's pretty close to a fair bet.
Yes, at minus 175, it's close to a fair bet, slightly a bad bet. The minus 170 is marginally a good bet with about a 1% advantage.
And that's actually out there currently, so...
Yes, that line is not difficult to find. I saw it at the Hilton and the Wynn, and those were just a few places that I checked so far.
Good. Now, would the line, with that particular number of 174, would that be a good bet for next year's Super Bowl as well? Is this something we can write down and just take it to the bank forever and always look for 174?
No. This bet is the greater the point spread, the more likely it is that the team to score first will win. And the greater the total, the less likely that the team to score first will win. So I look at how the point spread and the total affect the probability of that prop winning. Now, what I can tell you is that on average, 65.5% of the time, or almost two-thirds, the team to score first will win the game, correlating to a fair line of minus 190. In this particular game, though, because of the high total, the probability is a little less. Therefore, I made the fair line minus 174.
Very good. That's interesting.
Who's playing, by the way?
The Packers and the Steelers.
Oh, cool. I learned something.
Well, good. He wanted to bet on the Jets to win the Super Bowl.
No, the Mets.
The Mets.
Yes. They were my favorite team as a kid. We had season tickets.
Very good.
That's neat stuff. I didn't know anything about that, Bob.
What?
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
What else is happening on wizardofodds.com. Anything new?
Oh, I probably tomorrow I'm going to release a new and improved PyGal tiles calculator.
Really?
Now, the old one you could put in any tiles, and it showed you what the right play is and the expected value, kind of like a win poker for PyGal tiles. The new and improved one will let you select your strategy, your opponent's strategy, the exact commission, any tile, any other tiles that you see held by other players, any other tiles of your opponent that you know about. So it gives you a whole lot more tools. And people ask me all the time, you know, Mike, at the PyGal table, players are always showing each other the tiles. How can I make use of this information? And so this new and improved calculator will help those players that play PyGal know how to use collusion to help your game.
Even though you can't take it into the casino with you. It's this minor word called felony to take in your calculator into the casino. But other than that...
Collusion.
Yes, it's, you know, you're allowed to play with what's in your head, and my thinking is that you would practice with the game and just test out hands on your own and see, you know, how important is it if another player is holding a teen or day tile, and, you know, how does that affect your strategy? And, you know, I have never put in writing a collusion strategy for PyGal tiles, but with the calculator, the user may be able to figure it out on his own.
Very good.
Is this a beatable game?
Is, you know, that's a good question. And the short answer is that sharing information at the tiles is really not that helpful. If you make perfect use of the information with a full table, you might have a small advantage, but the game is so complicated that you would never be able to make perfect use of the information.
Hmm.
So this is the kind of thing, it's kind of like penalty cards. It'll help you, you know, a little bit if you really want to push your game to the highest level.
Well, you know, if you say that it's too difficult to do, there's somebody out there that's going to prove you wrong, right?
Oh, yeah, there are some people that know how to actually play PyGal much better than me. And you just have a really good feel for the game. And I think that this application on my website that I'll release tomorrow will quantify exactly the value of each tile if it's in somebody else's hand.
And including comps and including maybe playing to get into a free tournament or something, it can be a profitable game to play if you include all the side things.
Don't they have some with progressive meters? Their PyGal tables with progressives in them?
No, you might be talking about PyGal Poker. I'm talking about the tile game, and I have
the tile game.
It's kind of like dominoes, only different.
Yeah,
does that help you, Frank?
You know, my motto was always if it involved anything that eats, I didn't play it, you know, and but I got very good with the pure math stuff, and I left everything else out.
Well, this would be pure math. This would be pure math.
Uh-oh.
Well,
something
Michael,
new to do.
We're going to let you go. We hope you can come back and listen to us, hear us again. Were you have one more question?
Well, I you know, he shared something with me when I did the other interview with him, is
yes?
How he started WizardofOz.com. Do you know this one, Bob?
I don't.
Tell us again, because I thought that was just so cool, how you started Wizard of Oz. What got the whole ball rolling?
It's kind of a long story, but this was around 97.
I want the minute-and-a-half version.
And my supervisor at the time said, Mike, you know, pretty soon I'm going to ask you to make a website for the office. And while you're waiting, here's a book about HTML. I want you to learn how to design websites. And I didn't have a whole lot else going on at the time, so I studied this book. And, you know, I'm one to believe that you learn by doing. So I just started to make some of my own websites. And some were about math and some were about this and that and my own personal website. And then I decided, well, you know, I'm interested in gambling. I don't see any good websites about gambling, and this was in 97. So I think I'll make my own. So just for the fun of it, I made my own website. And you know, somehow the search engines found it, and it gained a lot of traffic.
Did you ever think when you were just doing this to learn how to program websites that this would be your job 10, 15 years later?
Absolutely. The idea never crossed
your mind, right?
Ever.
Hey, people can all hear the full answer to that if you go back to my old interview. I think Bob is afraid we're not going to get our commercials in, right?
We have one more commercial to talk with, and we need to talk about what's going to happen in 2 weeks.
And we only have 5 minutes left. All right, Michael, it's great having you on, as always. Anytime you want to do the show, just give us a buzz.
Well, thank you very much. I'll come back anytime.
All right.
Perfect. Our last sponsor is Unusual. It's called Dottie's. Dottie's is a chain of outlets that most of them have 15 machines in it. Some are video poker, some are slots, some are keno, some are combinations in there. There are 40-some regular stores in the greater Vegas area. They sell cigarettes at a very cheap price and drinks and things like that. And it's a video poker parlor. There's a lot of small stores around, a lot of where you can gamble, but the difference with Dottie's is they have some good games, up to and including NSU Deuces. NSU is 99.7, before you include the slot club. If you don't know how to play NSU, I'm going to be teaching it March 22nd at the South Point as my class there. But it includes a slot club, which you can get up to 0.15. It includes mailers, which go more than 0.33% in mailers.
Ooh.
And a couple other promotions that add in. It adds up to be quite good.
Ah.
Now, the games for the good pay schedules start on the dollar basis, where you can bet anywhere between $1 and $50. Excuse me. $5 and $50 and get the full odds. So you can bet 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, etc. And it goes up to $5.
Big money.
To 50. So you can bet between $5 and $250 per pop. Now, interestingly, and we're not going to tell you about it, we're going to tell you about it in 2 weeks as to how this works, is if you bet $6 on the NSU game, you have better odds than if you bet $5. Now, it's the same pay schedule, but it's better if you bet 6 than 5.
And, you're going to keep people in suspense for a week?
Or maybe they can get dropped by Dottie's and see if they can figure it out. Now, the additional nice thing is they have 8 additional stores, which are in Kmarts. These are totally 100% non-smoking. Same game, same slot club, other than that they close when the store is closed. And it's 100% non-smoking. This is the only place in the world that Shirley can play video poker with an itch. So we're real excited to have them as sponsors. We're going to tell you more about it. We're going to tell you why in a couple weeks, why betting 6 coins is better than betting 5.
The little casino with the big heart. That's my slogan I wrote.
Very good.
Hey, listen, I think we're going to have to answer this question. We do have a question from one of our listeners.
We're not going to have time for that.
We're not going to have time for it.
Because in 2 weeks, we want to talk about
it. It's Ronald Kasserbaum, and I will answer that next week on the show. I spent an hour and a half doing research, so be sure it'll get answered.
All right. So it is about craps, but in 2 weeks, we're going to have the head of the Nevada Gaming Control Board, probably. We're in communication with him. He's probably going to be here. So we're going to see. But if he is, the primary thing we're going to be talking to him about is how can you guarantee that
machines are random?
Yeah.
And why that makes it much better to play in Nevada than anywhere else. If you'd like to send questions for that you might like to ask to the head of the Gaming Control Board, we will refer those to him, pass them on, and see if he's willing to answer them. Just gamblingwithanedge@gmail.com.
If you have any gambling questions, you can send them to gamblingwithanedge@gmail.com. The best one in the next 2 weeks, we're going to be giving away a year-long gold membership at videopoker.com. So Frank and I will determine which one is the best.
Anything you guys... that was it?
All right, so we got 3 seconds. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Gambling with an Edge with hosts Bob Dancer and Frank Neeland. If you missed any part of tonight's broadcast or would like to hear the archived shows, you can find those at bobdancer.com and progressivevp.com. Both Bob and Frank are book authors, and you can check out their products on their sites. The sponsors for the show are the South Point, the Palms, and Silverton Hotel and Casinos, as well as Donnie's Casino and Smoke Shops, and the website, videopoker.com. This was only a test of the emergency broadcast system. In the event of a real emergency, you'd likely be too distracted by the sounds of screaming to be listening to our show. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for our next rigidly scheduled period of total spontaneity. Are you tired of dishonest air conditioning and heating companies? Sotelo Air prides itself on honesty and integrity. With over 40 years of experience in the Las Vegas Valley, we service all brands of equipment. Call Sotelo Air at 702-321-1073. We offer senior and military discounts on any repairs. Plus, it's time for that winter tune-up. For proper operation of your heating system, call Sotelo Air at 702-321-1073. We want you to be comfortable this winter. Sotelo Air Conditioning and Heating, 702-321-1073.
Hi, I'm Duke Liberatore.
And I'm Dr. Jan McBaron.
We are a husband and wife team.
And together, we host the number one health talk show in the nation,
Duke and the Doctor.
You can hear our show weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m. here on KLAV 1230 a.m.
We'll discuss up-to-date health news, give away gifts, share in a laugh or two, and answer health questions from our callers.
Feel happy, healthy, and terrific when you tune in to Duke and the Doctor.
Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. on KLAV 1230 a.m., the talk of Las Vegas.
This is Mr. Z with the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show here. Listen to us every Monday morning at 5 a.m. and catch us on Ustream TV as well. We'll be bringing such topics from politics, entrepreneurship, health, and fitness. Beauty experts here. We'll be having giveaways as well, too. And I'm bringing a new person to the show, Ashley Whipper. She's going to be the new social media person where we can bring you the cutting edge of what's going on in the social outlet. This is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show here on KLAV, 5 a.m. Monday mornings.
Hello, I'm Meredith Berger, publisher of the Las Vegas Kids Directory. We are proud to be the longest-running family publication in Las Vegas. Each month, Las Vegas parents pick up a copy of our resource guide to help them locate a wide variety of products and services for their families. We distribute thousands of free copies of the directory all over Las Vegas each month. Each week, I will have on a different family-oriented business discussing important family-oriented topics. Join us for the Las Vegas Kids Directory radio show Monday mornings at 9.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places. The places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you would like quality diamonds at exceptional prices, then come to Tom Tutman's Diamond Mine. If you would like sparkling 2-carat Marquise cuts for only $49, then come to Tom Tutman's Diamond Mine. If you would like the personal service you've come to expect from Tom Tutman himself, then do not come to Tom Tutman's Diamond Mine, because Tom Tutman passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father, so he won't be around to care for his family. And the sad part is, it all could have been detected early with a simple test. But Tom didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical test you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Drew Brees, NFL quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, here with Bugs Bunny to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you fuel your body and your mind.
So what do you like to throw around the football like Drew?
Skateboard.
Play frisbee in the park.
Ride a bike.
Kick the soccer ball around.
Or dance in your room.
Just move it your way.
Because nothing makes you feel better than moving every day.
And that makes you part of a winning team.
So be a player.
You'll have more energy to do the things you like to do.
Move it your way and be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
That's right, at letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and AT&T.
Lollipops. What we call cavities on a stick.
You're listening to KLAV Las Vegas,